My name is Lyndon Ferguson, and it was in early November. I was driving my girlfriend home. We actually fell asleep, and it was about 3:30 in the morning, and I was headed down Falconbridge towards Giant Tiger, coming from the direction of Boston Pizza, and we were stopped at the intersection of LaSalle and Falconbridge. And I saw up to the left, floating kind of above Giant Tiger, there was an object. It had four white lights on the corners and one red light in the middle. And it was just hovering above the Giant Tiger area, roughly, I'd say, about 500 meters in the air. And we were kind of wondering what it was, so we unrolled the windows and we thought it was a helicopter. But we didn't hear any, you know, sounds of propellers or anything like that. So we're still sitting at the red light and we're wondering what it is. And as we're looking at it, it starts lowering itself and shifting across the street. And it rises up again and keeps moving towards the right across the street, shifts down, and keeps moving right. So we look at each other and we're thinking, that's not a helicopter. We know that. So we decide to follow it through the intersection. And it was hovering above a house on San Francisco Street. And I still remember the house, clear as day. And it was hovering above the house, probably about 150, 200 meters in the air. And the object was a good 20 feet across. And again, four very clear white lights on the corners with a red light in the middle. And this is looking from the underside of it. And I couldn't tell if it was circular or square. But if I had to assume, I would assume square, just where the lights were placed. And it was hovering there. And I pulled a quick U-turn on San Francisco. So I'm looking out my driver's side window up towards my left. And I see it, and it starts moving downwards towards the house, and it stops. And we're still watching, and this is a good 30 seconds we're watching it. It hovers upwards, stops like perfectly still, and just shoots at an incredible speed in line with Falconbridge towards Boston Pizza. And it was gone literally within 3 seconds. I got to the edge of San Francisco Street, turned left, and started chasing it, and I was doing about 95, 100, trying to chase after it, and it was gone. Like, we could not see it. It just was there. And it was gone, but it wasn't to a point where it disappeared. It didn't suddenly just disappear in speed. It was fast enough for it to move, but it was slow enough for us to see it moving. And so I can't even relate a speed to how fast it was traveling. I have no idea. But I do know that it was there, and suddenly it was just moving an incredible speed away from us. And I dropped her off, and I went home. And I didn't see a single car on my way home. And we crossed maybe 2 cars on our way there, coming head-on towards us. But my entire way home, it's a good 7-kilometer drive, I did not come across another car. So that was the first one that I've seen. The second one, again, same area. It was much, much, much further away. It wasn't close enough to see what it was. But it was a light in the sky that was moving, and I stopped the car and pulled over, and I used the, beside my windshield on the vehicle, like that support beam, and I put my hand against it to create like a point of reference, and it was moving in very sporadic shapes in the sky, and I knew it was moving because my hand was still, and I was watching it move closer and further away in motions like that. And the third one, same area of town, again, LaSalle, Falconbridge intersection, I was driving home from Garson. And when I was crossing the bridge over the train tracks headed towards Maley, when you just passed Maley, I noticed something in my rear view. And it wasn't too high up, I'd say maybe again about 500 meters in the air, and it was following my car. Not in line with the street, more off to the back right-hand side of my vehicle. And when I crossed the bridge, it was getting closer, and closer enough to notice, but not, didn't think much of it. And when I reached the intersection of Falconbridge and LaSalle, I noticed it more. It was getting closer and closer. So I turned off into the Aquacade parking lot, did a U-turn, so I was aiming towards it looking, and it was again probably 500-600 meters in the sky, and it hovered across my car, and I lost up to 93.5, and that went staticky and started like there was like interference with it, and my engine light came on my car. And my car is a 2006, and it has never, I've never had a problem with it. And when that object was gone, when it had long passed over me, my engine light turned off and I had radio reception again. And that one was only, I'd say about a month and a half ago. So we're looking at late July. And those are the three that I have seen. So that's been since the span of October, late October, early November, until July. all in the same area of town. Like, again, up until that point, I've never had any conceptions, you know, that UFOs exist or whatnot, but it's pretty clear that just... What strikes me is that it's always been between, like, 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, and always in that end of town. Which really, that's what I find odd. And when I read your article and I was reading about the reported sightings all over the city, like, I find that they're in areas that aren't heavily populated, like Gatchel, Coniston, like that. So I was wondering, like, that's, like, almost in the heart of New Sudbury. I'm wondering why, if anything. Well, I've got your name and number. If I ever see anything else, I'm sure I'll let you know.